Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers, and I am just delighted to be here spending some time with you. And today, what we have planned is call in, and we will see what gift Spirit will present you with. They might think it's best to connect you to your angel, or get some information from the cherubim that would be beneficial to your soul, or perhaps show you an event in your past lifetime where you can learn something from that. Or if you have a question for our dear Archangel Michael, call in and we'll see if we can get an answer for you. And so that's what this show is about today. You might call it Gifts from Spirit. And the phone number here is 877-876-5227. And our friends in Canada, the number is 888-810-8322. So the show today is rather simple. It is our gift to you to bring Spirit's assistance in some form that would be of beneficial to you. As you might know from, if you've listened to the show in the past, that I work with, one of the groups that I work with is the cherubim, and they are located in the center of the cosmos, and they hold all of the vibrational records for human beings and also for planet Earth. And they have somewhat of a library, and they explain it to us as being books, though in essence it's not a real book. It is a circular form of vibration that is attracted to a magnetic spot. And it is quite interesting what the cherubim do with these records. But before we get into that, I was requested by an individual to do a reading for them from the Akashic Records. And there was some extraordinary information that I want to share. In the past, I have talked about how the souls were created and what it looked like. And a lot of people who do request readings will ask about their mission, about the color bands that they were created upon, because that gives an individual the purpose for which their soul was called into being. And this particular reading I just thought was so fascinating. I thought it would be a wonderful idea to share with you. And so in these records, what we are discussing here is this individual's mission. And something that is so fascinating about mission is souls, according to the cherubim, were not just created haphazardly, as Source was bringing forth the cosmos and creation and in general. Source became aware that there would be souls required to fulfill different positions. And the story is just fascinating how the dimensions were divided, and those souls who were involved in dividing the dimensions, the shape of their records, and the colors that they were called upon. And so it is so detailed. Source knew what had to be done. And as Source is creating souls, what comes from this is a story of how each one of us were thought of. We were as individual as a fingerprint. It wasn't done haphazardly. Source knew who we would be, what we would do, and how we would exist. And the story just makes me, at least, and hopefully I can impart to you, just how precious each and every one of us, how important we are to the general overall plan. Nothing was a mistake. None of us are a mistake. I welcome you. I hear someone is anxious to find out about some spiritual gift. And your name?
Hello.
Hi, your name?
I can hardly hear you. Mona Williams is my name.
Hi, Mona.
Hi. Carolyn, I've been, let's see, I'm very metaphysical. Carrie L. gave me a creator's number. Can you ask Lord Michael, Archangel Michael, if this is my last lifetime?
We're kind of tired, aren't we?
I've been
carrying this suitcase around for such a long time. I'm really tired of it.
Well, I am, and it seems like I'm kind of in a desert period, and kind of rewriting my contract every day.
You know, before we ask this question, let's talk about something that you said, Mona, because I think it's very important, this concept of rewriting your contract, because I don't think that has occurred to many people. So if in your wisdom you could just share a few thoughts that you have in your mind as to how one rewrites their contracts, I think the listeners would really gain from that.
Well, it's actually not rewriting. It's just getting up each morning and asking what the day should bring, and then follow peace. Peace is the test. If you're in peace, then go with it. If you're in conflict, stop immediately and ask again. That's about all I can tell you at this point. And I'm confused about what I want my contract to say.
Ah,
at
okay.
This point, at
Let
this
me
point,
give you some few thoughts about that, and then we'll get to your question. This comes from my co-host, Caroline Allen, who works with me every other Saturday.
Yeah, well, I've heard her.
Yeah, she's marvelous. I just love her dearly. And we had some information on a show one day about rewriting contracts, and that's why I wanted to kind of go over this a little bit. We can rewrite our contracts. I've had masters give me this information about how important it is right now to rewrite your contract because
right.
events have changed.
Exactly.
And so what Caroline recommends is that we literally sit down with a piece of paper and a pencil, or whether you want to do it in the computer, but to literally write this down as to what you will accept and how you want your life to be reformed, because
yes.
It could have to do with elements of health. It could have to do with elements of prosperity. It could have to do with elements of those people in your lifetime right now who may be a challenge or who may be love. But going through every one of these elements, what you want to bring into your life right now and what you want to contract for, and then after you do this, to literally date it and sign it. And Caroline was saying that it's very important to sign this, to put your I am presence to it, literally on paper. I thought that was fascinating. So just a little thought about that, Mona, and anybody else that's listening.
It's your commitment, yeah.
Yes, and not just your commitment, but to have a mindset in such a way that you are attracting into your life those things that you have put on paper. Your mind now is going to accept that this is what you are creating.
Okay.
Now, let's get back to your question, Mona, because I'm just a tad bit confused. You're talking about a number, right?
Well, yes. I guess I had a reading where I was in Lemuria for centuries, and out of that came this number that each one of us have. It's a creator, they called it a creator's number. And mine, it's a nine-digit number, And mine is 173-624-889. And I'm wondering where I am in that process. I guess each number represents a time period, maybe?
Okay, you had a reading. Let me just go over this. You had a reading. Somebody told you in this reading that you were from Lemuria, and in Lemuria that you were assigned a number, and you gave me a number, and I'm trying, and that has to do with your creativity. And do I have the facts correct?
Doesn't have to do with my creativity. I guess the Creator gives us that number. And we live it through the end of it. And then that number is retired. This was Curiel. Do you know Curiel?
No, not familiar with Curiel.
Okay. He's a...
Oh, is that the gentleman that lives in Hawaii?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fred Sterling.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Fred Sterling channels him. And so this is where I got that information. But I was Michael. I love Archangel Michael.
I know.
Words.
He's so dear, isn't he?
So I thought maybe he could enlighten me a little bit more.
I'm going to call him in and ask about that.
Okay.
However, I have found it very important for me to understand the question,
yes,
whether it is the cherubim I'm asking a question of or whether it is Archangel Michael. I need to be very clear in my mind, and I'm not real clear on this. And so I just want to make sure that I understand this question. Now,
okay,
you were given a number, and apparently...
It's a Creator's number.
The Creator gave you this number.
As he does everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And you, through certain time periods, each digit, one digit of that number applies.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call in Archangel Michael and give this answer to you, but I also think I need to have Allison Ballman on a show one time and talk about this.
Uh-huh.
This is fascinating. Have you ever listened to her? She's another host on the radio.
No, this is the first time. And I listened to you and Nancy, you know, a couple of weeks ago or
mm-hmm.
3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and you just sounded so where I am.
Oh, good. Listen to Allison. She is has a show, Visible by the Numbers. You will love her also.
Okay.
Okay, let me see. First, I've got to calm down my own mind now and be serene, if there's such a thing,
okay,
to hear what our dear friend has to say.
Okay.
He's addressing this to me because it's knowledge that I have, and he is saying to me that I understand that all of these forces are connected to one another. Whether you're speaking of music, numbers, colors, any geometric arrangement, all of these are combined with one another in such a fashion, so that you might have one person who is talking about a supreme source assigning a number to an individual. Another person might be talking about colors. Another person might be talking about sound. So that on a very basic level, every one of these ingredients were entwined with one another. And what he is showing me is this, it looks like a group of threads that's sort of like twisted together, not in a knot, but sort of like revolving around one another.
Okay.
And they come out through the other end, and then on the string, so to speak, they open up and all the threads are sort of going in an opposite, not an opposite direction, but there is space now between each one, where each one of these threads are moving along on a certain journey, their own path. And as they come down through the dimensions, they even, the path even moves a little further from one another. But the very essence and the very beginning, they were all wrapped up in one. And so where you are concerned, you're following this path of the numbers, but all of these examples are really related to one another. Now, what he is saying is not to be so concerned about a number.
Not to be firm?
Not to be so concerned
about
a number
and
where you are in that process of the number.
Okay.
To be more concerned with the state of your heart, its openness to the energy that is coming forth to this planet, which has already started and is going to intensify between March to July, he is saying, that this is of extreme importance, not only to you, but to other people, to be open to those energies and in a state of love and be willing to accept those into the physical, to integrate it into your chakra system so that you can send forth the light. And what he is showing me is this spiral, that when these energies come in, they hit the heart chakra, and, oh, it is like this beautiful integration. If you are willing to do this, that all it takes is intent.
Okay.
And this is what he is underlining, so to speak, is that all you need now is really intent to accept these energies that are coming through these gateways, that they are coming from source, they are coming from the higher dimensions, that now is a very important time. And at the end of this year, you will understand much more about your path and what you choose to do or will do. And he is also commenting on what you said earlier with the contract, that now is a good time to decide what and who you will be, because this is the moment of choice,
okay,
he is saying. And this is so beautiful, dear Mona, because he is extending to you his sword. He is standing next to me, and how he shows himself to me is he shows himself in this armor, almost medieval kind of armor, and he has this sword. His hand is on the hilt of this sword, and what would be the sword part is white light. Around that white light is this extraordinarily blue ray, and if I were to say what this looked like, it would be almost sapphire in color.
Mm-hmm.
And he is taking the tip of that, and like the knights of old when they were knighted, he is taking that sword, starting on your right side and then on your left side. He is knighting you. And with the other hand, he has put it on top of your crown chakra. And I see it quivering. I can actually feel it, and I'm wondering if you're feeling this energy that
yes.
is coming to you.
Well, I'm crying, yes.
Yes. He is sending this out to you. It is coming through to you through my voice.
Oh. Yes.
Open up to that, dear Mona. He wants a closer relationship with you. He is also saying that he speaks to you and you can hear him.
Yes.
Do you speak to him from your heart?
Yes, Ashley, I've been asking Kuan Yin to help me open my heart.
Oh, Kuan Yin, she is so beautiful, and, isn't she?
And then I love Michael because he's so cerebral, but I do know the heart is the key.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. The heart is the key, and now is the time to open up the heart. And in these next 3 months, it's a very important time because this is the beginning of some really big energies this year.
I'm sorry, were you asking me?
Telling you, just to be observant of the energies that are coming in the next 3 months.
He is telling
you that open your heart in love to receive this because it's important to integrate these. They are already starting. The gateways are being opened.
Yes.
But this is just the beginning. These next 3 months are going to be very crucial to that.
So all year. Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, what you might want to do, dear Mona, is go to Archangel Michael's conclave. You might be of interest in reading some of the messages there.
Well, I do every month, and I just so relate to him. I feel so much better.
Of course,
you
I was
do.
Just knighted. You realize, of course, that he was also known as Saint George.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, that's great. Thank you so
much. My pleasure, dear.
So much for giving me that information. Thank you.
Yes, now you can speak to him. He speaks to you. You talk to him in your heart because he does speak to you.
Okay.
That.
I will. I'll start communicating with him.
Okay, dear Mona.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye. And so on this particular reading, I'm trying to find the place. This individual had asked what his mission was, and I thought this was so extraordinary what the cherubim had said about this, that when Source called you, I guess we're going to maybe have to put this reading on hold. We have another caller. And your name, please? The first name is all that's...
Hi, Carolyn. It's Nancy.
Nancy, I
can't get away from me.
I don't want to, but you know, when I was putting this information up on the script for today, I was thinking of you in particular, and I can just see that lady who you were so clearly. And when I was thinking about that, it was one of the reasons why I decided to set the show up in this form today, because Archangel Michael had been coming through very clearly to me. I had some people calling with questions, and I said to him, now, if I put your name up there, you're going to be here for people, aren't you? And he said that he would be. And I asked the cherubim, and then I thought, we're learning so much from our past lifetime, so you might say you're responsible for all of this, Nancy.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, Nancy, did you have a particular question? Or were you just throwing something out there and wondering what you're going to pull back on your fishing line?
I want to see what I can pull back.
You sure you don't have a question, or are you all questioned out?
Golly, if I started, I wouldn't be able to stop.
Okay. Okay, well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a... You know, when I talk to somebody, Nancy, and we're open like this, I have no idea who's going to knock on your door. So I just tell Spirit that I want to be there bringing forth information to people that is the most service, the highest service to them. And so we've got four ways that we could go. So I'm going to see what kind of answer you're going to get today.
Alrighty.
Okay. Well, our dear sisters in the cherubim realm have stepped forth. They show us, they're androgynous, as everybody on that level in the angelic realm are androgynous, but they show me as a being, as a very young, beautiful female, because they have this intense sense of nurturing that they extend towards human beings. So even though they're androgynous, they feel as a mother would feel towards their child. And so this particular cherubim is showing me an image what would be considered very typical of a female kind of angel. She has very large white wings, this long white dress, and it moves about her feet almost like a feather-like quality. And she's showing me this gold band around her waist, and it's knotted like a belt. And oh, they haven't done this before. She's showing me from this belt there are three or four streamers, like cords. And on the end of each streamer, this is just fascinating, there is a golden key. And I've never had them show that to me before. But she is picking up one of the keys that is on this streamer, and she's holding this key up to me. And she says that she is representing this as being your key for the day. And she is handing you this key because of the work that you have done. She's saying the last several months that you have transformed yourself from a point of a very difficult struggle, and you have made such strides to where you are today from where you were just 3 or 4 months ago, she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And this key is the key that unlocks the heart of the human, that how things work is spiritual progression might not seem so easy to us, in the sense that the closer we come to home, she is saying, the path becomes steeper. And so when you get towards the end of the journey, of the journey of the spirit and the mind and the heart, it seems so much more difficult. And this journey that you were on, you have risen above this very difficult road, and she's showing me this steep incline that you have walked. And it is because you have pursued your goal. You have stuck to it. And she is saying that you haven't been sidetracked by some of the illusions of the world, that you have stayed on this path and have been very faithful to your goal. And so she wishes to acknowledge this to you with this key. And it is the key that opens your heart. And she is saying that within the next 2 or 3 months, you are going to notice a great deal of increased peace, that you, the incline won't seem as steep to you, that you are going to feel that you have a certain amount of acquirement of the goal. And she's showing me this doorway, and it is a doorway of what is on the other side is a view of the cosmos, and it is quite beautiful. I've seen this before. It is the doorway between the earth and this opening on the other side, and there is a magnificent view of planets and stars and bursts of energy, and I see the nursery of stars. And if you pursue your goal and you stay on this path with this open heart, you are going to be able to send part of your essence through that doorway and come back with a knowledge of peace and love and beauty that you will be able to implement into your soul. So that's your gift for the day, dear Nancy.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Carolyn.
Could you see it, my dear?
That took my breath away.
It took my breath away, too.
Oh.
And that sight on the other side of that doorway was magnificent. So that's what you have to look forward to, dear Nancy. You keep on the path and you keep working, dear heart.
I will. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Better tomorrow.
Yes.
I'll see you, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Getting back to the reading, we might have to do this next week, I think. We're having trouble getting through it, but it's so beautiful. I want all of you to hear it. This was an Akashic reading. And by the way, if any of you are interested in a complete, beautiful reading, they are available at CarolynEvers.com. And that's CarolynEvers, EVERS.com. And even if you don't sign up for a reading, you can send me mail. There, my address is there. Yes, we have another caller. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
And your name?
Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Susan, did you have a particular question, or were you just going to throw something out there to the universe and see what comes back?
Well, I've got a particular question, and I wanted to since you were channeling Archangel Michael, the first time he called me, I thought I might share that with you quickly.
I would love for you to share it. Tell us your story.
It was actually when I first got started wondering what else was out there, that there was so much more than, you know, what I had seen in the church and things like this. So I bought a book, and in this book, it was telling me how to contact my guides, kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
how to meditate. So everyone at the house was gone, and it was at Christmas, so I was sitting in front of the Christmas tree with all the bright lights on, and it was telling you to focus. And focus on a light and focus and this sort of thing, and to call in Archangel Michael and ask him for proof that he was there. So I did. I'm focusing. I'm really in this zone, you know. I'm doing what this book had told me to do, and I knew I was getting somewhere. all of a sudden the phone rang and I jumped out of my skin and I was just like, oh my gosh, now I've got to start all over. Who could this be? So I get up kind of angry and I answered the phone and I said, hello. And it said, is Michael there?
Oh my goodness.
And chills just ran all over me and I said, no. And when I hung the phone up, I stood there for a second and realized the voice did not sound human.
Ah.
It sounded very different, like something I had never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time Michael called me.
I love it.
Yes. I do have a question.
Before you get to that question, just let me tell you and anybody else who is interested, I can't recall now if it's on the messenger or the message. I think it's on Saturday's information. If you scroll down to the bottom, there is a story there of the first time that I had encountered Archangel Michael, and I was at his Gothic Cathedral in France. And it's a magnificently beautiful story, and I would recommend that anybody who loves Archangel Michael to read it, because he shows his interest in having companionship with the human race, and it is beautiful. So, your question, Susan.
Yes. My question is this. I call what I do channeling. Some people call it channeling. I call it deep meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I get my information, I don't do as some people, transformational channeling, that sort of thing. It just comes to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very aware of it, but it's as though I'm in two places at one time kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I've been getting information from Mother Mary.
Yeah, she's very busy today.
Well, she came to me this last time and told me that she would be working with me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what I got. Now, the information, and I don't really want to go into any major specifics on it, but the information that I'm getting from her is very contradictory to a lot that has been written. And a friend of mine has written a couple of books, and it's very much contradictory to one of the books that she wrote. And it's kind of got my head to spinning, like, what do I do with this information? Why are you giving me this information? Is this just for me and my knowledge to help propel me forward? Is this something that I am to do something specific with later or now or what?
My experience is that usually when people receive information, especially if it is a quantity of it, it's not usually for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That has been my experience. If it is, if this information is like small messages about different things in your life, it's probably just for you.
Mm-hmm.
But, what's concerning you here, that maybe you're not speaking to Mother Mary, or do you feel that you really are and you're concerned that the information is different from what you might say mainstream information is?
Well, I spent an awful lot of time questioning if what I was really getting was what I was getting.
Yes.
And I finally got to a point to where I just had to trust that
mm-hmm.
what I was getting was for real. And really, within the last year, I've become a lot more comfortable
mm-hmm.
with what I'm getting. The information I'm getting actually contradicts a lot of the stories that I've seen, and I haven't read everything out there, based on the life of Yeshua,
mm-hmm.
Mary the Magdalene,
mm-hmm.
Mother Mary, her family, the whole thing, the leaving, going to France thing. It's kind of like, well, yeah, we did leave kind of thing, but as one person mentioned, we did not flee for our lives because we were actually all connected to Source in the same way that Yeshua was, that it was fully informative for all of us. We were all connected, being the family.
I wouldn't say that this is information just for you. It's too involved, but let me ask you a question. When you get this information, what is the emotional feeling behind it? Usually, when people are receiving information on a level of personal emotion, you feel something. And have you examined how you feel when you receive this information?
Well, when I'm receiving the information, it rings true.
Okay.
And when she's coming in, and like I said, she's only come to me a couple times now, but this last
mm-hmm.
time she says, hey, I'm here, and I'm going to be here a while, and I'm going to be the one working through you for the most part right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a very loving, just fulfilling energy.
Well, that's what I wanted to get to, because I think that is an indication when you're working with the spiritual hierarchy, you should feel this this great love. So there is an emotion that surrounds it that is an indication. After chatting with you, Susan, is it fair to say that your question really is, what do you do with this?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, maybe it's a two-part question.
Okay. That's good. I'll
maybe,
take two parts.
Maybe the first part is, well, what do you do with it? And then the second part might be an explanation of why your information seems different from what you might consider mainstream. Is that a fair question?
Oh, that's good. Yes, yes.
I mean, after talking to you, that's what it sounds like you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Susan, I don't know who's going to answer this. I just know that before I sat down to do this show, I called in these different individuals, and I prayed for the ability to help souls who would call in for information. So who might pop through the doorway?
I'm open to anybody right now.
So let's just take a moment and allow me just to calm down and tune into this. So we can get an answer, and I'll let you know what's happening, okay?
All righty.
Let me say, Susan, that I work with Mother Mary also.
Mm-hmm.
Isis oversees my work in general,
mm-hmm.
and so I work with many masters. We have right now Journey to the Other Side, which each one of these different masters come in and give a discourse on some topic. And so I'm very comfortable with telling you that Mother Mary has come to answer you.
Okay, good.
And I would say about 4 years ago, there was starting to be a change, so to speak, as to how Mother Mary was interacting with this planet. And at the moment, she seems to be one of the leaders, so to speak, who has made a choice to, and apparently she has the authority to do this. She has made a choice that human beings now should be told the truth. And I'm aware of the fact that there was a, you might say, a meeting or a conversation among many of the masters. And there is great change. As you're aware, there is great change that is coming to this planet. And some of the masters wanted people to receive this information as it was coming about, so to speak. There were other masters who felt that we shouldn't be told what was on the horizon, that it would bring fear into people's hearts. And Mother Mary took a different approach. And what her approach was is it is time for humanity to come up to the plate, so to speak. They must grow into the period of responsibility and understand what is happening today. And this is the change. Now, I don't want to use the word decree, but she has said this, that in her opinion, that humanity should know what is before them, they should be told about it, that information be allowed to be integrated into the heart, and people be given the opportunity to make choices for their soul. And what she is saying is, and see, I'm aware of this because she has told me this before in these words. And what she is saying is, what she is giving you is not going to be mainstream. Don't expect what you are receiving from her to be mainstream, because it's not going to be.
Mm-hmm. You got that right. And it will contradict a book that one of my best friends wrote.
What she is saying now is, do not allow ego to step in front of your love. And she's showing me this thread between her heart and your heart. And she is saying, open up your heart and tell your ego to stand behind you, that this should be information from one heart to another heart. Keep the ego out of what you are receiving. Do not be concerned with what other people are doing, what they have received. And she is saying, listen to her.
Okay.
That things have changed. What was appropriate several years ago is not appropriate now. And she is voicing her opinion that there are several that she is given new information to. She is also kindly indicating that she has given me some of this new information, and she said, what she has given me that is in this course journey to the other side wouldn't agree with what anybody else has either.
Well, good. There's several of us out there.
Susan, I think that when you feel this love, and it is an extraordinary sense of love that one feels when they take this information, it's a very good indication that you have a legitimate connection. Now, I'm saying this not just for you. I'm saying this for people who might be listening to this conversation, because I get this all the time. People don't know whether to trust what they are hearing. And so I think that if the information that you are receiving is consistent, and I'm assuming that you're writing this down, are you not?
Yes, I have. Well, since this was the second time, the first one was pretty simple and straightforward. I did write this down saying, you know, I'm not going to remember this, and I got a feeling there's a lot more coming. So, yes, I started writing it down.
She is indicating that it is. And she is showing me a picture of you kneeling on what looks like a, there's a name for it, and I can't think of it. It's like in churches, they have these little kneelers in front of statues.
Mm-hmm.
She is showing one of those, and you are kneeling on this. And there is a statue. This is in a church. She's showing this scene in a church, and there is a statue of her in this church, and you are kneeling on this little kneeler. And you are dressed in garb that is not 20th century. You are dressed in garb that would be very much looking like a peasant. You've got this little scarf on your head, you know, that's tied behind under your hair, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you've got this full skirt that if you stood up would come below your knee. I can't see the front of the blouse, but the whole picture is this very peasant-looking, simple dress. There is a connection with you and Mother Mary during that time period when Our Lady of Fatima visited Earth. And what Mother Mary is saying is, this information that you are receiving is not unplanned, that you earned the right to receive this because of your past devotion to her. And she also is reminding you that nothing comes on its own, that it's always because there have been foundations made in other ways, in other manners. And she said, this is a reward to you for great devotion to her in the past. And so she is suggesting that you tune in to this child who had this great love of her in the past, and there is a connection with you and her rosary also.
What was that child's name?
She's not telling me. She says she wants you to remember.
Okay.
Do you have a rosary?
No.
She said, get a rosary. She's not suggesting that you pray on the rosary, but to have one in your possession, to hold it. This might be a string to a past lifetime memory. And, Susan, we're coming up to the end of the show, and what I would like to suggest to you, if you want to call in another time, please do that, because it's time for us to say goodbye to our audience now. But write down everything, put it in a computer, and we can pick up this conversation later, or else you can send me some email at carolyn@carolynevers.com.
Okay.
And so we'll say goodbye to you now, Nancy. Susan, excuse me.
That's all right.
I've been
called worse.
You've been called worse. Call in later, dear. Goodbye
for
now.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. And so all of my friends out there, I love you. Go to the website, carolyn@carolynevers.com. Consider purchasing Journey to the Other Side. There are 10 lessons in that where 10 masters come and give some extraordinary information. Goodbye for now. My love is with all of you.